Show with Anna DeBlanza.
Yes.
720 WGN.
Streaming.
Oh, that's right. We're streaming.
And we're on the CLTV.
And the CL, right. I knew where we
so
were.
So you don't have to behave so much
yeah.
right now, Rob.
Well, thank God, because Maria Pappas is here, and she's not known for somebody who always is politically correct.
No. She's a tell it like it is kind of lady.
She is. And she's holding up now this that 100 and... Wait, hold on. You gotta...
eye test. She's holding it like 7 feet away. Like, here, read this, Ro. Can you read the bottom line?
All right. She just handed me a piece of paper. Oh, my God, my tax bill? What is this? What are you doing? You know, my tax bill went up 40% year to year on the second half. Or whatever. Is this the second half I owe now?
Look at the piece of paper I just gave you. Do you see what it says? It
says 136,000 public employees work in Cook County while 127,000 draw pensions.
No way.
And the amount of the pension in debt... For anybody living in the Chicago's $92 billion, and the unfunded amount is $60
billion. $60
billion?
$60 billion, right here. I've got, I can show you. If you were, like, live on TV, you would see...
We are live on TV.
We are, CLTV. Hold it up.
Okay, hold it up,
Maria.
Hold it up. It's $60 billion here is unfunded pension liability in the city of Chicago. That's pretty scary. So it's 25% funded, the city of Chicago. So everybody's saying, why are things going up? There's two reasons it's gone up. The Trib and the University of Chicago did an analysis saying that underserved neighborhoods were paying too much and wealthy neighborhoods weren't paying enough. So this recent tax bill is an indication that the formula got shifted. So, certain neighborhoods went up 20% and certain neighborhoods went down 20%.
Why couldn't it just the certain neighborhoods, if you want to make it equitable, I don't want to go. First of all, I went up 40, so I don't know how that's possible. But what if 20 was the number, why not then make everybody even? And then whoever was paying, whatever they were, if you don't raise the taxes in those neighborhoods that were being overassessed, but raise the taxes in the ones who were being underassessed.
Instead of dropping them than the other ones?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how the University of Chicago arrived at this formula. It would be interesting for you to get them on and ask them. Why in the end of the day, the formula that you came up with drove me up, mine went up 4,000, drove me up 20% and someone else down 20%. Well, I mean, you're going to have to get these gurus in here who ran the study. But in the meantime, there is a whole lot that you can do about the bill that you just got. So just give me a minute.
Okay, what can I do about this bill?
So.
Because I don't want to pay you. And I got to pay you in what? Like a week and a half.
What is it, August 1st?
So we're gonna direct everyone listening to CookCountyTreasurer.com.
Okay.
It is now the 18th of July, and we've already gotten 533,000 people on the site. So CookCountyTreasurer.com. It's up in 126 languages. You just go to the bottom, punch your language. If you're not getting this in English, you can get it
in Urdu.
In Polish.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You can get it in whatever you want. So you're going to just put in your address without saying north, south, east, or west.
Uh-huh.
You are then going to see a picture of your house to verify that, yes, this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to scroll down. You're going to see a four-part grid. That grid says 2015, 16, 17, and 18, which is this year. 18 is this year. We always pay a year later because of the Depression. And then you're going to see some boxes, and it's going to say homestead exemption, senior freeze, those three boxes. And then it's going to say disabled veteran. Those are exemptions. So there are a lot of people in this town. There's 45 million in front of me, about 26,000 seniors who did not get their exemption. So on this bill, which is the little yellow bill that you just got in the mail.
Isn't it blue? What is it? Blue?
Well, they're on this bill that you just got in the mail.
Yeah, I don't like that bill.
I don't either. I always put that one on the bottom of the stack.
Okay,
I'll look at that later.
Hold it up. You see this bill right here?
Yeah, I see the bill.
It says at the bottom here that this person got a homeowner's exemption, but they're a senior. They didn't get the senior exemption. So if they didn't get it for 4 years, it's $2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
If they didn't get the homeowner's.
Can you get it accumulated?
Yes.
For as long as you've owned the home?
Not for as long. You can go back to 2015. You can go back
4 years.
So it's retroactive if you did miss it And you, up yeah, to 2015.
And there's $45 million worth of people out there who missed this, that we know of, who are seniors. So most of the seniors, they've just never gotten it, and they didn't know that they could get it. Or the other real culprits are sort of millennials. I mean, they sort of go through the closing and they run back to work and they're raising their kids and they're this and they're that, you know, and daycare and da 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 and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, they get this bill and they're like, whoa, but they've never applied for their homestead exemption.
I had so that problem.
You did?
I got to go look at it now because I did not do, because I did that. I'm not a millennial. I'm somewhere in between the senior and the millennial. And I did exactly that. I went and I ran back and I forgot to do the homestead exemption. I got it now, but I don't know. I might have missed out on it the last couple. Should I apply for that?
Can you?
Yeah,
can I retroactive
yeah,
on the homestead?
Yeah, I can look it up right now and tell you if you're owed the money.
Well, the,
so you want to take a break and I'll on the break. I'll
that's
look
very
it up
important
you
information.
$1,500 coming.
But so basically, if
you don't want to give me your home address on the air, write it on a piece of paper.
All right, hold on, I'll do that. Right, this is like a game show.
I like it.
I like this. This is gonna be fun. All right, hold on.
So if you live in your home, Maria, you can get the homeowner exemption. If you're
going
renting
back 4 years.
It, you cannot. So if you're living in actually in the home, then you get it. It just
right.
just got to apply for. You got to check that
right.
little box.
Right.
And the same thing with the senior exemption.
Right. So
65 years old, you get to check that box too, and then you get both.
Right.
But if you're living in the house.
If you haven't gotten it, you apply for it on my site. You punch the little red button, and the app comes up. And
you
then
got some
you
money
get
coming your
yeah.
way.
So the beauty of this in our program.
I know,
is,
Maria. Here, I'm coming over here. Coming over.
Okay.
Here. I'm coming over.
All right.
I got it right here.
You need
okay,
this important data.
There you go.
Okay.
That's good. That's what happened.
The rent is too dang high.
Is there a, is this a unit or is this a house?
No, it's a home.
He lives in a townhome with a very nice deck. It's awesome. The crew goes over there all the time
hey,
and parties.
Hey, wait. You're improving the value of my property by saying that.
Well, that's true. You don't need to know any of that.
I can't.
Sorry.
Can't love that.
The deck is mediocre.
Yeah.
It's,
Do not brag. This is not a time. We're in front
brag about
of the treasurer of Cook County.
Brand new roof.
I don't want to talk about the new roof. There's been
siding.
No improvements.
Bricks
oh my
have
God.
Been totally tuck pointed.
I think it's a super
neighbors,
fun
in
site.
Fact, are yeah, they've
there
upgraded their properties.
I should be looking. Shouldn't the government be looking at something? I'm on a floodplain. I'm a senior citizen. You know, this is a time now where I need to call that guy that got me my fake ID when I was 19
right.
that said I was 21.
Right.
I need to get that guy to get me an ID that says I'm 65. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I just found it.
Okay.
So is this a picture of your house?
I don't,
let me see.
On.
I can tell
well,
yeah,
you. He cannot see. He cannot
I can
I'm
see.
I'm far away from you. Here, I'll ask it. It as,
the,
she'll
is
tell
is
you.
Is that the garage of his house?
Yes, that's
yeah,
his
that's
house.
Right.
So
right.
we just found it.
All right.
And
here's
gonna,
what's going to happen.
We're going to punch view your prop. So you're going to get to see a picture of your
that's
house.
That's really right. cool,
okay,
isn't it?
So
that you
now,
can just.
I don't know how I feel about that.
View your property tax information.
It's not your deck, though. It's just your house. It's a garage.
Okay, so it says your name.
Uh-huh. That's my name.
Oh, my God. Should I say what we build you?
No.
I won't. I don't want to say that on the air. I do not want to say that.
He doesn't want to rehear it, I don't think.
I do not.
He's pretending that
right.
doesn't
I mean,
exist.
Okay, now, wait, you just saw that, right? You just saw that number.
Okay,
you and
wait.
You're the treasurer, and you went, oh, my God, is that
right.
what we build
you? You are the proud owner. Did you live there in 2015?
Yes, I did.
In 2015, he did not apply for his homeowner exemptions.
Ah, ding, ding, ding.
Rokon is the proud owner of
$500. Cha-ching.
Oh,
you're taking
wow.
us out to dinner tonight,
yes,
Ro.
I take you out to dinner every night.
I know, but tonight is special. We can celebrate that. The whole crew. You're getting $500.
You're going to get $500. You'll get it. Wait, you should not pay
what do
your
I need
bill.
To do for it? I should
listen,
not pay my bill.
Everybody listen, if you go online and you figure this
you
out,
go through that?
Do not pay your bill. Just come to the county, come to my first floor, or go to the assessor's office and say, I'm owed an exemption. We will issue immediately what is called a certificate of error. That means we're going to reduce your really high bill. I won't say. I will not tell you the amount of his bill on
oh,
the air. It's like
ouch.
So huge. Okay, so we will reduce it by $500.
Oh, that's
you might not even notice.
Will I notice? Because the bill starts at the one, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
but the total amount for a year is not a one.
No, no, it's a two.
It's
a two. The total amount for the year is a two, and it's and the problem is it's not a two and a zero. It's not a two and a one. It's not a two and a two. It's not a two and a three.
No, but it's gone up $2,000 this year, too.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh.
No. What am I doing? Why am I here?
You got your assessed valuation is going up. You gotta bring it down.
You're here like I'm here. Like you're stuck here because you work here. That's
right. Why. And it's because we love Chicago.
We love the city.
Yeah,
too.
We love Chicago. And yeah. I love the city of Chicago. But I'm telling you right now, there's something wrong
with those prices.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody pick up a pen.
Oh, that's very good. I got $500.
I just did that on my phone. You can do it on your iPad. You can do it on your phone. Go to it. CookCountyTreasure.com. Put in, now listen, your address or anybody on your
block,
that's a good point. Your aunts, your uncles. Ro, are your parents living?
Yeah. Well, my mom's living.
Is she senior?
Oh, yeah.
She's a senior.
Oh, she's a senior. I'll give her your address.
No, give it to me now, and I'll tell you.
I'm going
to
give her my mother's address over the radio.
She wouldn't be happy with that.
Give it to me on a piece of paper, and I'll look it up.
Hold on.
I'll give you my mom's,
here's what we're going
to
do. We're going to do this during the commercial break, and then when we come back,
we'll tell you the results.
We'll have the results of my mother's exemptions. Thank you very much. And I know a number of her exemptions are their behavior. All right, stay right here. Don't anybody move. Let's find out from Kim what's happening in the news at the top of the hour.
Ro, a mother and daughter face new charges in the death of a pregnant teen.
It's the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
We're making money here.
720 WGN, welcoming you back from the White Sox game and also on CLTV. Maria Pappas is with us. She is the Cook County Treasurer, and I owe her a bunch of money, but she just gave me $500 back. $500 back because I forgot to do something on my taxes, and she's teaching everybody how to do this very important stuff that Maria is sharing here. You go to her website.
CookCountyTreasurer.com.
CookCountyTreasurer.com. And when you go there, you put in your property, to do a property search, you put in your address. And when you put the address in, a little picture of your home will pop up. And when it pops up, go look at your exemptions. There'll be a thing for exemptions. And you'll see if your boxes are checked. If you're a senior, make sure that you're getting a senior exemption. If you're a homeowner, a homestead, this is your home, you should be getting the homestead exemption. If you're not getting that, which I wasn't getting, I just got $500 off because I wasn't getting it.
I just realized we didn't claim it in one of the years. It goes back to 2015. You can go back retroactively.
Yeah, well, Anna's mother didn't get her senior freeze. So
that's right.
There's three kinds of exemptions. A senior freeze freezes the assessment amount if you're under a certain income. So if you're under a certain income, and most seniors are, it freezes the assessment. And Anna's mother has not applied for 4 years.
Huh?
So
huh?
They're like striking it rich. They might invite me back.
Gosh, I'm gonna call her about that. She'll be excited.
I got to check Ro's mother now. Talk about something else.
Oh, wait, could you check on my mother? Just check on her? Could you go over and check on her? She lives like a block from you. This could work out. Don't say my mother's address on there.
No, I won't.
All right. Okay.
So the senior, let us know, senior citizen freeze, if you're making under $65,000 a year, you're entitled to that, and that's a biggie.
That's a huge thing, and most people don't know it. You see, most of the landowners of property in Cook County who don't get this are people who are immigrants. So we've had 182,000 downloads in Polish on our website.
Wow.
In Polish. And the reason that they come in Polish is because in Poland, there's no such thing as a senior exemption or a homeowner's exemption. So they come in here and they go to my website, mm-hmm. and they're looking in Polish for what could this possibly mean. And they're all going there because now they realize they can either get $2,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, how about that? All right. How's my mother doing?
Your mother is not showing up at the address given. So we're going to do this one more time.
Different name.
Yeah. And we're going to, on this site, you have to verify that you're not a robot because we've got companies that
are you
come
a
in.
Robot?
No, and they randomly come in and,
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They randomly come in and try and search this stuff. There's lots of companies out there who send a letter to your mom and say,
"Yeah, I know.
You've got money.
I know.
And if you sign this piece of paper, I'll take 50% and I'll give you 50%. Listen to me. You don't need anybody to, and you don't need to sign anything to get this money. I will give it to you for free. you can take all $500 for yourself. You don't have to give $250.
I'm going
to
spread it around a little bit.
My website.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We're still looking to see if my mother's.
We're still looking to see what the deal is on Roe's mom. For some reason or another, it's not pulling up. It's probably because it is in a huge
high rise, right?
High rise.
You got to get the unit.
So if you take a break, I will call the office. I will get the info, and I will come back on.
All right, that's fine with me. What do we have at 4 o'clock? Can we do this? We got to stay here, Maria. This, I'm telling you, we got another.
Well, we have a lot of questions from listeners, also.
Yes, so we'll take some phone calls because this is excellent.
It is.
We're making people money right
that's
here.
So
this
true.
Is like an infomercial, infotainment kind of a situation.
I'm calling my chief deputy.
I'm going to put my mother on
to
the
find out why
we're going
to
find
this address isn't coming up.
Okay, we're going to find out if my mother's got money coming back. I'm going to put her on and wait to hear her reaction.
Oh,
to this.
My word!
Oh, this is going to be better. All right, hold on, Maria. Hold on. All right, there you go. She can now make that phone call. Oh boy,
that's huge, Ro. You got $500 extra bucks.
Yeah, that's a dinner with you people.
Yeah, just about. Yeah, might cover most of it.
She's making the calls.
It's like a phone bank.
Yes. All right. Keep listening. Later on in the program, your chance to win 4 passes at the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention on July 26th to 28th at the Hilton Chicago, featuring current players and alumni, autographs and photo sessions, Q&A panels, exhibits, interactive games, and more. Visit Blackhawks.com to purchase your passes today. Stay tuned for that. And let me also tell you that we got news. We got Maria Pappas going to tell you if you were... You know, now that we're back on the radio, we can do this again because we did it on the World Wide Web and on CLTV. But I think that this would really benefit the radio audience to learn if you live in Cook County that you might be, that tax bill you just got that freaked you out may not be as freaky as you think. And there may be a reason why you can actually get money back. But first, let me tell you this. Chicago Stories told 24/7 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio and tune in. Kim's got the news. Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here at 720 WGN. And we have a new segment that we are just now christening.
Seriously.
Ask Maria. It's
this
Maria Pappas.
This is really useful.
She is the Cook County Treasurer. And she came in just to tell us about, you know, our taxes are due coming up August 1st in Cook County for if your property taxes. If your bank takes it out of your mortgage or whatever, you're not really thinking about it. But if you're, especially senior citizens who pay it twice a year. And Maria now, she actually sends the bills out because when she took over this joint, she sends the bills out on time and then it's due on time. I used to like when the county was so screwed up that you would have to wait 2 years to get a bill because it was an election year and they didn't want to send you your bill because
right.
It was going up.
Like, we'll send it later.
I still love that. And then I go, I don't owe any money. And then boom, you get hit with this gigantic bill. Well, now here's the deal. There on her website, you should go to Maria's website. You should go to cookcountytreasurer.com because what happens there is that you put your property address in. Or if you haven't got your PIN number, that's great too. But you just put your property address in and then you'll know if you're getting the proper deductions from your property tax, and you get an exemption. It's the term, technical term. The exemption you get for being a senior citizen over 65. Mm-hmm. You get an exemption if you make under $65,000 a year
as a senior citizen.
That's called a senior freeze,
and that's a big one.
You can get $300 a year off, right, for that.
At least,
and then if you. Are
if you live in your home,
a homeowner.
If you're a homeowner, the homeowner's exemption, which is something that you know I have often screwed up myself. But
well, you have to. We had a texter ask Maria, do you have to reapply for that every year?
Okay, so not on the homeowner's exemption. You live in it for a year, then it's ad infinitum until you know you sell it. You're getting your homeowner's exemption. The senior exemption and the senior freeze you have to apply for every year because what was happening was. The parent would die and the kids would continue to claim it. So the senior freeze and the homeowner's exemptions are worth roughly $500 apiece.
Okay.
But what we're founding here, and so on the break, we ran the parents of Anna and the mother of Ro here. And what we're seeing is that his and her parents are entitled to a senior freeze. freeze. You have to make under a certain amount of money every year, and you can apply for that, and it freezes your assessment amount. So actually, they kind of hit the jackpot today. Roe has... delinquent in applying for homeowner exemptions. I got to tell you, the only one who's got you beat, and I put an office at Operation Push, Jesse Jackson, who is a senior.
Yes, he is.
Forgot to apply for his homeowners and his seniors. I owe Jesse Jackson $4,000. I only owe you $500.
Wow. Wow.
But I owe your mother roughly $1,200, and I owe Anna's roughly $1,200. And the reason I'm on this show today is I am touting the fact that there's really $45 million out there over the last 4 years in missing homeowner senior exemptions. We know that there are 25,000 people. You have got to either go to my website, cookcountytreasure.com, for yourself and others. Put in addresses and see whether or not you're one of these people who's entitled to the money. And if you're entitled to the money, you punch the little red button. You are going to see an application, and we will get the money back to you within 4 to 6 weeks. If you think you can get this done by August 1st, just come straight to the county building, and we will issue for you what is called a certificate of error in the assessor's office, and you will be able to get on your August 1st bill an immediate reduction. It's called a certificate of error.
So we have people saying a senior citizen is what age? 65. And if you turn 65 this year, maybe in the middle of the year, could you still apply for it for August?
You got to like hit 66. 65 going into 66.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got
it. What ward are you? What ward do you live in?
I live in the second now.
So he lives in the second ward, and I have some information here. So 14,000 pins went up. That's 14,000 properties went up in the second ward.
Yeah.
And 5,300 went down.
Okay. Why didn't mine go down?
Yours wasn't on the down. It was on the way up.
I'm just wondering. I'm just asking.
A lot of people also asking, is it apply to other counties like Will County? I just did some cursory research. It looks like they all have some sort of homestead exemption, some sort of senior freeze.
They may have them by state law, but nobody's got their website programmed going back 4 years on it.
It's a little more difficult.
Yeah.
So you're saying some of this is retroactive, and people need to know that. You can go back to 2015 on your homestead or homeowner's
on
exemption.
On any of these, you can go back 4 years. Right.
So that's some real dough. That's great.
I'm going to tell you.
Wait a second. My mother's calling. Hold on.
She should be very happy with you, Ro.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. I'm just going to call her on the. I'm not going to put her on the air yet. I'm just going to call her on the air because I'm not sure she knows that she's going. You know. I don't know. It's gotten a little wacky. I don't know. You know, older parents. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourself for a second.
Saying the one headline here that I think some people miss when we are on the stream is that you're saying that something like 20-some thousand people have missed this senior citizen exemption.
26,500 have missed it. They applied last year, but not this year.
Do you have numbers, Maria, on the homeowner's exemption? How many people missed that?
We don't know.
It's thousands?
Well, it has to be because we're at 45 million here. Of unclaimed exemptions.
That's crazy.
So but I'll tell you one other interesting trend in the office.
Yeah.
We used to have about 500,000 people that went to Chase Bank to pay. We are up to over 300,000 now paying online. And the reason that's happening, what did your mother say?
You know, it's interesting. She wants to know, how does she prove to you that she's under 65,000? She wants to know what paperwork she needs.
She just gives me her income tax.
Oh.
So you
submit your income tax
form.
And your income tax form that says that.
And how do you submit that?
You get it to me.
Bring it to the office.
Oh my God. Bringing my mother to the office. That would really be something.
No. I'll get you the form, and there's a checklist on the back of the form.
And you can do this on the web, right?
Do it online?
Yeah, you can actually get the application online on my website. It's a senior citizen freeze. You punch that. It comes out of the printer. And then on the back, it tells you the checklist of what you need. You know, your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number, you know, your income tax. And you submit it to me, and we'll take it upstairs to the assessor's office, and we'll get her reduced bill. Does she think she's eligible?
Yeah.
You know what? I just want to tell you something. If it wasn't for me, just a second.
Yeah.
Okay. 1,200 and 1,200 is what?
2,400.
Plus 5?
that you got?
2,700.
Do you not think, listeners on WGN, do you not think that it was worth it for me to come here? I got these guys $2,700, totally. And they're actually cutting me off. I have to leave now.
Yeah. That's right. Well, as soon as you paid us, Maria, you're out. Yeah, that's how that goes.
All right. So I'm going to have Kaywar Krupelsch in my office call you, and we'll get this stuff processed.
Right,
and anybody else, please, before August 1st, go to cookcountytreasure.com. You can use your phone, your iPad, your computer at home, or your son, daughter, or nearest next of kin to look it up for you.
See, that's great. We'll do that for your parents.
Yeah,
or
you
whatever.
Can do it. People are doing it. We've got people doing it in churches for the whole congregation.
Oh, that's nice.
What a nice idea.
That's very nice. Yeah. You did hand me something that's very fascinating, is that foreign language applications, like when people are hitting your website or asking for the brochure on the web in foreign languages, mm-hmm. what those numbers are.
That's crazy. What is it?
And the number one by far, 133,000 in Polish.
Huh.
It dwarfs everything else. The other
because
largest
the Poles
single.
Own more property than anyone else in Cook County.
More than people asking for it in English. Now think about that for
amazing.
A second.
Amazing.
And the number two, interestingly enough, is Korean.
Okay.
I think that's fascinating. Spanish, obviously.
Right. You'd expect that to be high.
But Spanish is 27,000. Compared to 133,000 asking for it in Polish.
But the Spanish come to my phone system, 312-443-5100, which is in English, Spanish, and Polish, which is constantly used in Spanish and Polish, because they can call in, just like you call in for American Express or Visa. You put in your 14-digit PIN number, and the voice at the other end of the phone tells you in Spanish or Polish, you paid, you didn't pay, this is what you owe, this is when you pay. And then it also tells you all this stuff about exemptions in those languages.
You make it very easy, and that's awesome.
We had 258 people in 6 offices. We are down to a website that gets, on some months, 800,000 people visiting it. Now have approximately 58 people left in my office and one office because it's all electronic, and we are able, with those 58 people, 35 of them are programming
coding,
the info that I'm giving you.
Wow.
It's wonderful. I walk into my office and nobody talks to me because they're programmers.
Well, Rose's mom and my mom might account for 100,000 hits or so coming up now. Don't they know they got some money coming?
Yeah, exactly.
Check again and again.
You know, I'm going to have my mom come over to your home. She doesn't live too far from you and ask you directly for the money. It'll be very interesting. I'm going to set my cameras there to do it. All right, Maria Pappas.
Thanks, Maria.
She's the best county treasurer in America.
Merry Christmas in July.
Seriously.
Merry Christmas. 2,700. Kill it.
Kim, what's going on in the WGN newsroom?